Hey, this is Lisa Fratelli and Gerald Jack with Blockchain Is Us. Tonight we're going to talk about ClickFunnels. We're on the One Funnel Away Challenge right now. It started on Monday. Today's Wednesday, so it's day three. Is that right? Yeah. And I'm moving ahead. We've done this before. And every time I see Russell Brunson do his, he did a talk, or I'd call it a webinar, in front of 9,000 people at a 10x event for Grant Cardone. One Funnel Away Challenge was filmed and live in January. Because when Steven Larson does the coaching, after Russell does it, he says it's his January, and then the next event is the funnel hacking in February, which is an event they have every year. And Steven Larson just said it. I'm watching the coaching call that Steven does after Russell Brunson. And Steven said, if you watch Russell Brunson's webinar to the 10x people, the 9,000 people or 10,000 people he was in front of, it is to sell to groups. So if anybody out listening to this is ever trying to sell to a group, Russell Brunson's company in 3 years went to from such and such, I don't know what, it's $100 million company. And Steven Larson just said it's on track to be, valued at $1 billion. I mean, he's had venture capitalists come to him and want to give him money and they couldn't understand how he got so big so fast. And he did it with no venture capital money. Steven talks about it. And here's the thing, what I'm rambling on here about is the One Funnel Away Challenge. It is not what people think. It is about a funnel. It is not about a business. And he brought that up yesterday. And that was really big for me, because a lot of people think, like we watch Shark Tank a lot. A lot of people think that the product that they're selling or the idea that they're selling or doing is a business. And a lot of times it's not a business. It's a revenue stream. And he called the funnel a revenue stream. He said this is the opposite of what the opposite of what business schools teach you. They teach you, Steven got a degree. I guess he got a degree in marketing or business, because he said he wrote 30-page business plans. And then, we have this person for this and this person for this and blah, blah, blah. And here's your great business. And hopefully, or maybe it'll make some money. And he said, that's not what we do. So we teach you how to create a revenue right off the bat. Bootstrapping revenue right off the bat. Now that is that
entirely different.
And that is why I just think of all the money that we spent from being told by me, not you, being told to do such and such by other people. And Steven actually said this. I think those people who tell you to go take out loans are the ones who just want to sell you the loan. Yeah. And there's people who tell you to go, hire a bunch of people and hire this and hire that out before you're making any money. Their objective is to get you into debt so you work harder. I've actually had a boss many years ago say that to me. Go buy a house so you can get into debt so you can work harder, which is a really bad incentive to work harder when you're in debt. No one is ever creative when you've got a gun to your head. If you've got a gun to your head in any way, like what you're in financial shits, then you're not going to be a creative person. And all I can say is that just listening to Russell and Steven Larson, you will learn. I don't care how old you are or what you've done in business, you will learn, I mean, a lot. Because the world is changing, and I know everybody knows that. Artificial intelligence, robotics, drones, need I say more? Because, you know, and we're all living in that world. So take advantage of the technology that you have at your fingertips. And I don't think most of us do. So revenue stream, a funnel as a revenue stream and not a business. Big difference. Not that there can't be a business at the end of the funnel to support what the funnel is bringing in, but he made it very clear the difference between the two. And that was like a light bulb going off for me. Because, you know, when you're trying to do, Jerry and I are doing quite a few things, like three or four major things we're involved with. I wonder, how will we support this all as it grows? And I know Jerry's looking at me saying, don't worry about it.
That's what he said.
Don't worry about it. Yeah.
Get the income.
Get the revenue. Yes, right.
To build your business.
Correct. Yeah. Do you want to say here? Okay. And anyway, here, do this. So you're all set to sign off here. There you go. Okay. So you're all set.
Yeah, basically, when Steven said that, you know, a light bulb went off. He said, you know, instead of going out and trying to build the business, build this income stream that gives you the business, and then you can scale the business to how much you're making. If you're not making anything, why in the world have all these support people? And if you have all these support people, how do you support them without a product or without a sale? And basically, the funnel helps build you that stream, revenue stream. And once you find the size of the revenue stream, then you can build your business to support it. Not so much that you have to build your business to distribute everything. There's people out there that will do that. And that's what he was saying. He said, some things you can do and some things you can't. He said, some things are done better by other people. So by researching a little bit, you can find somebody who can either produce your product or distribute your product for you without you physically wrapping the packages and shipping them out.
Yeah, not even that. There's a guy, they have a funnel hacking something Rolodex. And there's a guy on there that will do, I'm going to take advantage of this, because I just did this book, but I didn't pay $20 or $40 or $100. I paid more than that to get four versions of the book, a Kindle, a PDF, an Audible version, and then the book. Card cover. But there are people there that are like aligned with ClickFunnels. I don't know how to say it, right? Maybe they're ClickFunnels people.
Yeah.
That do, like you and I, Jerry, you and I could do something if we thought, okay, well, we could do such and such for these people. You know, you could put it on there. Mm-hmm. And there was some guy that can do an ebook for, I don't know, I mean, I don't know, $20, $40. It was like, what? Huh? You know, after just paying almost $3,000. I'm not saying it wasn't worth it. I'm just saying it's different level. Yeah, if you want to get the book and you want to get it out there now,
you want to have a freebie on your site, pay the $20.
$20 and you get, you know, write a book. You know, people just want information, and they're searching for information. And all of us happen to, especially if you've been around the block like we have, you have a lot of information in your head. You could, you know, you could sell a book for what? 99 cents, $1.99, I don't know. Yeah. You know, solve some issues for people. Right. So
it's a draw.
Yeah.
It's a draw. And you become an author. And everybody respects the opinion of an author.
Right.
That writes the book.
Yeah. Anyway, here, I'm going to... Anyway, one funnel away.
Yeah.
It's worth it.
Yeah.
It's going on now. Go to our website, freethewizard.com. Go to the first page, scroll down, click on the link. It'll take you to it. This is the first week that you're not building the funnel yet. You're just getting your head in the game. So if you have any questions, send us an email. You can send one to Jerry, t40.jjack@gmail.com. And that's it. And this podcast is Blockchain Is Us. Thanks for listening. See you next time. Bye-bye.